my beautiful peeps. Welcome to Workday Playdate with Improve It. I am Erin Deal, your host. And if you showed up today, if you pressed play on Workday Playdate, it is no coinky danky. All right, you were meant to be here. This is for you. This is your time to just get poured into. So I want you to just take a beat wherever you are. If you're driving, keep your eyes on the road, baby. But I just want you to take a space for yourself. Wherever you are, just fill up that space and take a deep breath in and out and in and out. Because on this playdate, y'all, now we call it Workday Playdate because we have fun, but we also get real and we also get tangible. On this playdate, we're going to have fun. However, I'm going to guide you through a really serious framework today, because today's show is talking all about how to build a community that builds you. And if you are listening today, you are a leader who cares about the people around you and the people in this world, and you are constantly carrying a lot of the weight for those people. So today, this next however many minutes, 25, 30 minutes is legit for you. I'm giving to you, my boo. All right. So this month on the show, and if you're new to Workday Playdate, know we always have a theme, a monthly theme for the show. The theme for this month is community. And I'm not talking networking. I'm not talking followers. I'm not talking let's grab a coffee sometime energy. I'm talking about real community, the kind that builds you. And I want to walk you through today's show in a very clear way. We're going to break it into four segments. And by the end, you're going to have an actionable framework for building a leadership circle that actually sharpens you instead of drains you. So grab a notebook and pen, because this play date is going to be real, okay? So let's just talk about the problem with leadership right now. We work with so many different companies, Fortune 500, 100, small to medium-sized businesses. But the one thing I hear leaders say the most is that leadership is lonely. Now, I myself am a leader, so I'm sitting here with you holding your hand if you just nodded your head like, mm-hmm. And the reason this is, it's not because you don't know people. It's not because you don't have meetings and you're not around people. It's not because your Slack threads aren't blowing up all day long. It is lonely because fewer people understand the weight that you carry. Fewer people understand the weight that you carry. And I am not a psychic, but I bet that so many of you listening, my beautiful peeps, just go, Because even saying those words aloud, I'm just brings a little tears to my eyes because I'm like, yeah, it is lonely. It is a lot of weight. And research is consistently showing us that workplace loneliness is rising. Engagement is dropping. Burnout is increasing. And one of the strongest predictors of resilience at work is social connection. Yet, most of us leaders are expected to be the strong one, to have the answers, to stay composed, to keep it together. And here's what happens when you try to grow alone in a silo. You start to overthink more. You hesitate more. You replay conversations in your head more. You carry decisions longer than you should. And then somebody tells you to build resilience. But resilience without community is just endurance. And endurance is exhausting, y'all. So here's the first truth bomb on this play date. All right, we're in the sandbox. I'm holding your hand. Get ready. Hold it. Leadership was never meant to be a solo sport. You feel me? So I want to bring it into a metaphor. Do you remember, and maybe this is a new age thing, okay? Because this is something my son has. He's six. He's in first grade on his playground. But do you remember the buddy bench on the playground in elementary school? It was a small bench off to the side of the playground. If you sat on it, it meant one thing. You needed a buddy. You needed somebody. There was no explanation. There was no announcement. You just sit on the bench and then someone was supposed to notice and come over, tap you and ask you to play. My son and I have talked about this concept. This wasn't really a thing when I was growing up, so this might be a newer thing for children now. He's sat on the buddy bench quite a few times, and he's also helped kids off the buddy bench quite a few times. But here's what I believe, and why I'm giving you this whole story, is that a lot of leaders are sitting on a buddy bench right now. They look fine. They look successful. They look confident. They got on a power pajama suit. But internally, they're thinking, wow, this is heavier than I expected. Real community feels like somebody's noticing the bench. It feels like somebody asking a real question. It feels like being able to say, you know what? I messed that up. I don't know how to handle this. Or I'm stuck. And instead of being judged for saying that, you are sharpened. And that is the energy, my peeps. Drum roll, please. Brrr, that we are building inside our new membership community called Leadership Playground. It's not performative networking. It's not surface level cheerleading, but developmental conversations. It's spaces where you practice leadership, not just talk about it. And this is important. Leadership Playground is for the leader who is becoming, the emerging manager who needs reps, the experienced leader who wants deeper dialogue, the people-first professional who believes that culture matters. It's not for somebody who wants to consume passively. It's not for somebody who just wants to participate, which brings me to the very first piece of our framework. First piece of our framework. That was a tongue twister. First piece of our framework. Here we go. Let's make this tactical and sticky. We are in that sandbox. Get ready because I'm pouring some sand into your bucket. Step one. This is the four-step framework to build a community that builds you. Step one, you've got to decide before you are built, who you are becoming. And community compounds in the direction of your intention. Community compounds in the direction of your intention. Let that sink in. You don't build community around who you were 5 years ago. Because I love her. She was great. But she has grown and she has shed. You are building it around who you are becoming. So ask yourself, am I becoming braver, more strategic, more emotionally intelligent, more decisive? And now I want you to ask yourself this. Does my current circle reflect that growth? If you're becoming bold, you need bold thinkers around you. If you're becoming innovative, you need creative tension. Community should stretch you in the best way possible. If it only comforts you, it will eventually shrink you. So that is step one. Decide who you are becoming. And I can't wait to meet that version of you. Tell me who you are. Send me an email, info@learntoimproveit.com. I will read every single one. Here's step two. You're going to move from spectator to participant. Move from spectator to participant. You know, the people who are on social media and they never post and they really don't even like, they just sort of lurk, you know, the lurkers. You can't lurk your way into belonging. You can't observe your way into development. Community requires real contribution. And this is why inside our new membership community, Leadership Playground, we workshop, we role play, and we share real scenarios. We don't just listen, we practice. Because leadership isn't learned in theories. It is built through reps. And I want you to ask yourself this. Where in my life am I consuming rather than contributing? Where in my life am I consuming rather than contributing? Okay. I want that to sink in for a moment. And the next question I want you to ask is, where could I step in instead of stand back? Where could I step in instead of stand back? Community exists literally all around you. If you are in HR, there are so many wonderful communities in HR or talent development that you could join. ATD, SHRM, Disrupt HR, so many amazing groups of humans. And so many of our clients and partners who have become friends of mine have come from built community in HR spaces. If you are somebody who is looking to perform, join a performance group, join a theater. There's community right there. There's literally a community for everything that you can imagine. Book clubs, knitting, chess, golf. I don't know. There's things that I could list, but I'm just going to tell you, community exists. It's at your fingertips. And by fingertips, I don't mean your phone. It's literally out there in person waiting for you. So I want you to move from spectator to participant. Here is step three. Normalize honest feedback. If failure is punished, community dies. And if vulnerability is mocked, growth stops. If everyone is just pretending and not being authentic, then no one develops. Real community includes challenge. It includes somebody saying, okay, I hear you. And here's another perspective. There's the yes and for you that we use in our improv workshops and on the improv stage. I hear you, and here's something else. It includes reflection. It includes accountability. This is also where a portion of our community, Tag Your It, is going to come in. Inside Leadership Playground, which, let me just be clear, is a monthly community for people leaders to learn through interactive workshops and something called JoyFlow, which we'll talk about. But we also have just the continuous idea of giving to one another and having honest feedback. And this is something called Tag Your It. Inside of Leadership Playground, our community will have the opportunity to literally guest spot on this show. You heard me right. Not everybody wants a microphone, but community multiplies when voices are shared. So if you're navigating something messy, if you have learned something the hard way, you can be tagged in. If you have a question that would be applicable to so many other leaders that we could talk through together on this show, we will discuss it. It'll be a little coaching conversation and a two-way street, a give and receive. But we're calling it Tag Your It because we want our community to share with others who listen to this show. Because when one leader speaks loudly and honestly, everyone grows. All right, here's step four. You are going to audit your energy after every room. Now, this one is simple. After every interaction with your community, I want you to ask yourself, do I feel expanded or contracted? Do I feel sharper or smaller? Do I feel supported or subtly competing? Your nervous system knows. Community should energize you, not exhaust you. And if you consistently leave rooms feeling smaller, it might be time to build a new one. I want to just also give an analogy here. I heard a mentor of mine say, they said, you have two types of people in this world. You have treadmill friends and you have couch friends. Hold on, you guys. Big deal. Big deal. My toy poodle is coming on the show. He's stepping onto the mic. Here he is. Sorry. If you hear some rustling, I'm pulling up my dog because this is real talk. So she said there's two types of friends, couch friends and treadmill friends. And the couch friends are the type of people that after you leave them, you're so tired, you're depleted, you just want to lay on the couch. But the treadmill friends are those type of friends that when you leave them, you are so energized, like everything in your body is lit up and you just can get on that treadmill and run and run and run and your endorphins are flowing. That's the community I want you to run towards, the treadmill community. I have to, just a personal anecdote here. I moved to Charleston 5 years ago. I have so many amazing friends. I am so grateful. However, I'm a creative and I'm an entrepreneur and I am a woman. And I recently, in the past year, have received the best gift. I have this group of friends that I'm obsessed with. And who says in your adult life you can't make new friends? Because you can. I feel like I've known these women my entire life. One of them is 61. She is incredible. She is a philanthropist, healer, light worker, and has done so much good with charitable organizations. But she's also an improviser and performer, which is so fun. And then I have another friend who is 50, who is a brand curator and stylist and super creative entrepreneur and crushes it when it comes to brand curation. And then I have another friend my age who our sons are BFF. And she is in love with theater and dancing and has her own creative healing entrepreneur coaching. And these three women came into my life at such an amazing time. They were truly a gift from the universe. And they inspire me and transform me on a regular basis. So we're all four, a small group of friends. Our families love each other. It has been so amazing to be a part of this community. And they've expanded my community by bringing me into theirs and their different spaces. I feel so unbelievably grateful every time I leave, which I hang out with them all the time. I'm just on cloud nine. I'm like, how can it get better than this? How can it get better than this? Because it's so amazing. And then it always does. So just know when you audit your energy and you feel that treadmill feeling like you're running and you're so excited and jazzed, that's the community you need to be in. And that's the type of energy we're bringing to Leadership Playground. Okay, I hope you're enjoying the show. We will be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to the show. All right, my peeps, welcome back. Let's clarify something. Community is not having a big LinkedIn following or Instagram following. It's not a Slack channel with no depth. It's not a mastermind where everyone performs success. It's not performative. It is mutual investment. It is shared growth. It's being able to say, hey, I need help, and hearing the words, I've got you. And here's the hard part. If you don't intentionally build community, you will default into comparison. And comparison is the opposite of development. And that's why we're so excited about Leadership Playground, y'all. This is something from my heart and Nicole on my team. Nicole is our learning experience manager. We have poured our heart and soul into this Leadership Playground community. It is going to be an exciting opportunity every month with brand new content. The first week of every month, you get a pre-work video to learn about what we're going to learn about that month. The second week is always a live, interactive 90-minute virtual workshop. The next week is integration with a worksheet. And the fourth week, we do something called Joy Flow Live, which Nicole will lead us through a yoga meditation moment to integrate what we've learned. And the content changes every single month. So you can join. You can bring your team to join. It is a place where the buddy bench will always exist and you can go for help. But it is a place built with genuine love, care, and compassion. So this community here at Leadership Playground is not to replace your network, but to strengthen your leadership. And if you are looking for that place to practice communication, confidence, courage, and culture building, that room is open. And you can find the link to Leadership Playground to get your spot for April 1st or any month thereafter at the link in our show notes. Would love to see you there. So, community is a confidence builder. Confidence is socially reinforced. You truly become braver in rooms that believe in you. You take bigger risks when someone reflects your strengths back to you. You recover faster from failure when somebody says, oh, that makes sense. Now let's try again. Confidence isn't isolation built. It is connection strengthened. And that is what we are building with Leadership Playground. So let me leave this with you, my peeps. You cannot out-hustle loneliness. You cannot self-develop your way into belonging. You need people. And leadership was never meant to be done alone. And if you are sitting on that buddy bench right now, this is your sign. We see you. Somebody sees you. And you get to choose the room you build next. So to close out, you know I like to give you some homework. Here is your playdate practice. This week, I want you to do three things. First, I want you to write down the five people you interact with the most professionally. Okay, write down the five people you interact with the most professionally. Second, ask yourself, do they challenge me? Do they support me? Do they inspire me? Third, I want you to reach out to one leader and start an honest conversation. An honest conversation starts like this. Hey, how are you? I'm genuinely interested in that answer. Also, could you help me with X? I'm feeling like I need a little bit more help in this area. There you go. There's your script. And if you're ready for a structured room to practice leadership intentionally, please check out Leadership Playground. It is going to be already, I know, the most epic thing we've ever done here at Workday Playdate or Improve It or anywhere. We have been trying to find a space because we know our peeps listen to the show. We know you're on social media. We hear from you there. We get people writing into us on our newsletter, but we don't have a place for you all to land. I know how amazing you are because I get to connect with you, but you don't know the other people in this community and they are literally waiting to meet you. Community grows when somebody goes first. So take the leap. And until next time, my peeps, I want you to keep playing, keep connecting, and keep building that room that builds you. I'll see you next time.